Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. We're going on a tour with Mike McMaines, Tours with Mike. He's a tour guide, amongst many other things, has a website, tourswithmike.com, and is with us tonight and has been with us before. And we're glad you're back. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me on your show, John.
Oh, my pleasure. So, where are we going on this tour?
Well, it definitely will not be a three-hour tour. It'll be much shorter than that. No matter how good a tour is, 3 hours can be a bit long. But yeah, with this one, it's focusing on a different perspective of Chicago, and it's really targeting ugly buildings.
Ugly according to who?
These are buildings that I would call ugly. And when I'm talking about ugly, I'm thinking of a definition that's kind of unsightly, unsightliness that you either see or unsightliness that you feel. But the thing is, as you mentioned earlier, beauty is really in the eye of the beholder. And I really try to invite a conversation afterwards. I don't try to maintain that my opinion is the absolute one. I want people to share their opinions after I present a building that I say is ugly. And everyone votes, whether with their hands right now with thumbs up or thumbs down, if they think it's ugly or pretty, and they can chime in with their ideas.
Very nice. So how long did it take you to collect a list of buildings that you felt were ugly enough to qualify for a tour?
Yeah, so great question. So, like, I've been giving tours since 2005, and whether they're walking tours or river tours or tours on the L, and all the time when I give these tours, there's certain buildings or spots or topics about specific buildings that I would always skip over, because you really want to focus on the things that are really architecturally significant. And after seeing that there really isn't anyone talking about these ugly buildings, I tried to think of what comes out. What do I really want to showcase? And there are basically two buildings that stood out for me that I wanted to showcase, and I checked to see if I could figure out a route that connected them, and it does work. So I start off with the former Apparel Center at 350 North Orleans, and then I wrap up at One Bennett Park.
One Bennett Park. Fill me in on One Bennett Park. I'm a little in the dark when it comes to the park.
Yeah, One Bennett Park is a new one. It's a design that was just completed in 2019. So I guess it's kind of refreshing that ugly buildings are still a thing.
What kind of building is it?
It's a residential building. It's luxury condos and apartments. Some of the apartments in there, they go for $22,500 a month in rent, which just blows my mind. But apparently it's nice on the inside, but there's a few things on the outside that I like to highlight that are unsightly about it.
Well, you know, you ought to stand by the door, or you won't, but somebody could stand by the door like a doorman. And when the really rich go in and out, you go, this building's ugly. This building's ugly.
I'm sure that they would laugh at me and care a lot about what I have to say as they're rolling around in their money.
What is it again? One Bennett?
One Bennett Park. It's designed by Robert A.M. Stern.
Do you find, since you've mentioned an architect, is there an architect that has more than one building on your list?
Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill is represented multiple times on the tour, It's not because they're a bad architecture firm. And something to be clear about with the tone and everything with the tours, just because a building is ugly doesn't mean that it's a bad building. I try to use these buildings that are perhaps a little unsightly to see it as a way to advance a conversation on design issues, whether it's about sustainability or expansions or the organization of an exterior facade. And Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, or SOM, they have several buildings just because they're really prevalent. They're one of the biggest architecture firms in the country. They designed so many incredible buildings like the Sears Tower and John Hancock Center. It's just there's a few buildings that are along this route that I tease a bit.
My. Well, you know, I'm sure the ugly buildings have a very nice personality.
I mean, some of them are very charming. Absolutely.
And we know we can't judge a book by the cover and all that kind of blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, I'm sure that a design, now I'm no architecture person. I mean, I don't know anything specific about architecture, except I believe that there is a degree of function, right, that's built into just about anything. So perhaps there's a functional reason that these buildings are ugly. You know what I mean? Maybe there is something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I try to get into that on the tour about, I try to explain why these buildings look the way they do. And it could be a particular use. It could be what was driving culture at that time. It could
be,
a particular style was prevalent. It could be that you had these technological limitations from an engineering standpoint.
Sure.
So, as I tease out these buildings, I try to make it an educational roast, so people are learning something as we're teasing these buildings along the way.
This sounds great. We're going to do more, but I want to ask you, as long as we're here, how do people sign up for this?
Yeah, everything is available on my website, tourswithmike.com.
And this is your full-time job now?
It is now. I've made my profession my passion.
Wow, awesome. And you do have Architecture's Greatest Hits and a Riverwalk Stroll and a bunch of other stuff, which everybody can see on your website.
Pretty buildings, too. Right now I'm focusing on ugly buildings, and it seems to be getting a lot of excitement.
Well, I think it's a very unique approach. I've never heard of anybody taking a tour of ugly buildings. I've heard many people call certain buildings ugly. And you don't have to be an architect to appreciate that or a tour guide. They're just plain ugly. So we're going to find out what some of those ugly buildings are, and you can find out whether or not you agree or disagree. Or you could even chime in, and if you don't hear a building that you feel is ugly, call us and tell us your choice of an ugly building. All right. We'll do that when we come back on 720 WGN. We're going downtown, 720 WGN, John Landecker, with Mike McMains, who's got a business called Tours with Mike. And you can go to tourswithmike.com. He's currently on an ugly kick with buildings that the ugliest buildings in Chicago. And you have a tour of these ugly buildings. Now, would you care to reveal some of your anointed ugliness, so to speak?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, one of them that I really love talking about is 55 West Wacker. That's something that if any of your listeners are following along, they can quickly Google image a 55 West Wacker, W-A-C-K-E-R. And it's a short little dumpling of a building. It's designed by C.F. Murphy Associates, completed in the 1960s. It's done in a brutalist style of architecture. Now, brutalist isn't particularly popular among many people. A lot of people think that brutalism gets its name from the term brutal, but that's not true. It's from the French term béton brut, which means raw concrete. And brutalism, in the 1960s and 1970s, it was really trying to showcase this new building material with concrete and how you could make all these new interesting forms when you're designing architecture that you couldn't do before. But one of the things that it's known for is having a lot of these like really thick raked concrete walls, and they look kind of imposing and cold and alien. So brutalism doesn't really get a positive reception these days. But when I look at this building, especially when it's compared to its neighbors on both sides, which are more than twice its height, they're just absolutely enormous. I really love the look of 55 West Wacker. It's standing very proud. It's got a charm to it. When I look at that building, it's, for me, it's the Danny DeVito of architecture. That building, it's just It's much shorter. It looks very sturdy, very stocky, but it's got a proudness, and it makes me happy. So even though I would call 55 West Wacker an ugly building, it doesn't mean that it's a bad building, and it's got a ton of charm to it, and it's just really fun to showcase on the tour.
Well, I love the way you're describing your choices here. Please continue.
Another one that that's particularly fun to talk about is the Harry Carey's restaurant that's located in the River North neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is the oldest building that's on the tour. It's from 1900. So it's showing, I'm trying to highlight that ugly has been around with us for a long time. It's designed by Henry Ives Cobb, who's designed a lot of fantastic landmark buildings around Chicago. Now, this building, it's done in a Renaissance Revival style of architecture. Renaissance Revival has its roots from Italy, and then you have all these, and there's commonalities that you have between it, like regularity of form and symmetry. The Renaissance Revival evolves with different geographic differences, depending on where it was popping up. Like in France, they focus on mansard roofs. In England, they focus on the entrances. With Spain, they focus on towers. This building is done in a Dutch Renaissance Revival style. And the thing that Dutch Renaissance Revival is really known for is that Dutch gable that you'll see along the roof line. If you're looking at a picture of it now, it looks like it's got these very, very pronounced steps going up and down the triangular format on the roof line. I don't think that Dutch gables necessarily are ugly, but when you look at the overall facade design, there's just so much ornamental detail. Everything has ornamental detail on it. You've got this sharp contrast between the red brick and the sandstone, and there's this sandstone that's done in this textured format that's called coining. And it's along every single window. And then you've got this bold sunburst over every single one. So when I look at this, they just went with a more is more approach with ornament on every aspect of it with no space or breathing room. And it just strains my eyes when I look at it.
Wow. I know that's a very successful restaurant. I wonder, and we all know that Harry Carey was a Renaissance man. I mean, come on. But I wonder if anybody takes note of that, Mike. You know what I'm saying? I've been to Harry Carey's before. I don't think I even gave a thought to what the building looked like. But
And that's something that I've received that's really fun feedback for people who have been on this tour, because a lot of people are telling me that they have gone by a lot of these buildings like thousands of times, and they haven't really thought about them. But from hearing about this perspective, it's changed how they're going to look at it forever, that they're noticing details around them. And that's really what I'm trying to accomplish on this tour.
I see on the list here, the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. Not a favorite of yours.
It's a bizarre little building. Now, it's part of the overall Marina City development. Most people know Marina City for the two corncob-looking towers there, but Marina City is a five-building complex that was all planned and developed in the 1960s, all designed by Bertram Goldberg Associates.
Right.
The House of Blues is a theater that was open for the targeting predominantly the residents that were in that area. At that time, the neighborhood, it's now known as River North, but at the time the neighborhood was known as the North Loop. It was really rough. That's where you had the Port of Chicago, and it relocated down on the south side in 1959. So there was a lot of blight that was in the area. So Bertram Goldberg really went with a city within a city approach with trying to create Marina City, and that theater was trying to service this neighborhood that you would have there. When you look at the theater, it has a different feel if you're looking at it from the east versus the west. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at it from the west side, it looks to me a lot like a robot's face. You've got these metallic shingles that are dripping down the facade. It looks like you've got a row that would be an eye, another row that would be a mouth. But if you look at the far right section, of what would be the robot's mouth, it has exhaust stains, so it looks like a drooling robot. Well,
because really cars drive in there. Cars drive in there all the time, either to go there or the hotel, and they're either valet parked or I don't know if you can self park or not. But I mean, the House of Blues is like right there next to the exhaust pipe. I'm not surprised.
Yep. And then in the other, if you look at it from the other perspective, it looks like a saddle.
Yes.
That hotel that you mentioned that's right next to it.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about. It does look like a saddle, if you think about it that way. You know, I don't see the, on this list here, I don't see the Thompson Center.
You know what? This entire route that I have right now is all north of the river. So it's focusing on the river north and the river east neighborhoods.
Gotcha.
The Thompson Center is getting a lot of requests, and I am working on another ugly buildings route that would be taking you through the loop.
I think the Thompson Center is probably the ugliest building I think I've ever seen in my entire life. It's so ugly that I can't understand how it was even built. Not only is the building ugly, but these malformed white with black trim pieces of, I don't know what they are, art, I suppose, to some, that are out, you know, surrounding the building that came with it. It's like, what is this other than an eyesore? It's just, I'm not surprised that you get a lot of requests for it.
that sculpture is called, for whatever reason,
sculpture
is called Monument of Standing Beast and is designed by Jean Dubuffet. I actually just profiled this on my Instagram account last week. There's a reportedly four different figures that are supposed to be in it, like
an
architectural form, a person, an animal, but I have not been able to find them at all. That sculpture to me looks like March in Chicago, where you've got the snow has been melting, it's surrounded by black ice, and it's just not going away. It's just, I don't know. It's weird that they're celebrating it, but that sculpture is just bizarre.
Totally. I'll never forget the first time I went over there. I think my jaw dropped. Like, this is the building they decided to erect? This thing? And what are these sculpture things? I mean, they just seem like they're randomly placed around the sidewalk area in front of the building. I just... But, you know, it's a French architect, so, you know, I got to have some understanding.
Well, the architect is, for the building, was Helmut Jahn. He's German-born, but Chicago-based architect. And I would definitely include Thompson Center for an Ugly Buildings in the Loop tour route, but I still think that the Thompson Center is architecturally important. I think there's not a building like it anywhere in the country. And I think that it presents a really interesting architectural conversation of when you're looking at the history of design in the city. And I hope that there is an opportunity to preserve it. I've seen that the city is trying to figure out a location for a casino, and I would love to see that happen inside that space.
Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. Always and really enjoyed it. Once again, you can get the tours with Mike. Go to tourswithmike.com.